The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Clan coach Ryan Finnerty after the 3-1 win over Cardiff. Ryan, how pleased were you with the performance tonight?
I thought the guys bought into what we wanted to do here tonight. It's been a lot of hockey in a short period of time, and we wanted to make sure we played defensive and make sure that these guys, you know, make them come through us here. We didn't want to get in a run and gun game, and I thought the guys, like I said, they bought into it. We capitalized we capitalized eventually, and we had some great chances, and could have been 2 or 3 nothing coming out of the first. And then the goals, you know, we finally found a way to beat Bouncy, and we looked pretty comfortable in the end.
I mean, the timing of the goals, I think, was important as well. I think that hit Cardiff at probably the most inopportune times as well. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think, you know, it was 1-0, and they were looking to put a push on, and, you know, in a one-shot hockey game, anything can go, and you make it that 2-0. The way we've been playing, I felt we were pretty comfortable at 2-0, and, you know, we found a way to make it exciting for the fans at the end. But, it was a pretty systematic effort tonight, and you got to credit the guys for that.
Travis Fullerton made his debut tonight. What did you make of his performance?
I thought he looked good. I thought he reminded me a lot of Jonesy in there. He looks the same in the net and same kind of style. But, yeah, he looked pretty comfortable. He's a pretty calm guy. So I think, his composure back there obviously comes from the way he is as a person. He's a pretty easygoing, laid-back guy. And I thought he looked good. I thought he looked very solid.
Now, we said before this run of four games, you tested it wasn't going to be make or break. But you've got 3 wins out of 4. That's given you a big boost in terms of the league standings, does it not?
Yeah, obviously it's tough to look at the league right now. I mean, I think after this month, January, we'll have a better idea where we're at. You know, we play only conference apart from Challenge Cup, and we've been playing good in that other conference. We got to now kind of find a way to establish some dominance on our own. Our own conference here, but it's so tight. I mean, but if you look at the schedules here and those guys, you know, Sheffield's in Belfast this weekend, next coming up, and, you know, Cardiff, Nottingham, and so the big boys are going to play each other here. Sheffield just had 3 out of conference games this week, and, you know, so, you know, if we can take care of our own business and quietly go about it and just hang in the fight, that's all you want to do. You don't necessarily need the lead for 31 weeks of the year and lose it at the end. You just want to hang in the fight and establish that consistency. But like I said, we find ways to win, and that's what this team has to do. You know, we're not getting a lot of goals. We're not scoring, you know, 7, 8, 9 right now. But so we got to make sure that we're stiff and tight defensively and find ways to win, and that's what we did tonight.
Are we finally starting to see the real Greyhead plan, the team that you put together at the start of the season, the one that you imagined you were hoping to see?
I think you have a vision of where you're going to be, but ultimately you got to make a lot of adjustments to suit what kind of group and what kind of team you have. And, you know, I'm not I love playing offensive hockey, but not when it's going to cost you points. And, you know, we got to make sure we're tight defensively here and protect that neutral zone. And you know, if our forwards do a good job in the neutral zone, it helps our D and our goalie out a lot. You know, if we can limit the speed coming into our zone and control the puck and force teams to dump it on us, it makes a big difference here. But no, these guys, you know, they battle. You know, nobody can ever, you can say a lot and whatever. There's a lot being said about our team, but they battle. You know, we go down one or two, they battle, and on the road they battle, and you know, we've got big wins in Belfast, Cardiff, Sheffield, you know, so we battle. And you know, last night, the difference of 4 minutes in special teams, that was the difference in the game. You know, we found every which way to win and every which way to lose this year, but ultimately here it's a good group of guys, and they're committed, they want to win. You know, they're willing to do the little things to win. They're willing to block shots, and it's just it's been tough for every team to get on that consistent run. So it's just about keeping the keeping it positive in the room and keeping them focused and making them understand that every game is a playoff mentality from here on out. You know, we don't have a playoff here, and I was trying to explain that this is kind of our playoff. You know, you're in the dogfight and you know, 20-odd games left, and then that's what playoffs are. It's the best of that 25, 26, yeah, whatever it is you got, and it's overwhelming for some, but that's the way it is. You know, it's you know, for anybody who's not used to it, it's kind of like, holy crap, but that's the way it is, and the team that can be the most consistent will win at the end of the year.
Thanks very much, Ryan.
Thank you.